is. From here we learn out there's an inyan to mevaka chayla, even a gadol to a katan. Now, hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu chama min ha'atiko, kidei shliyatriach oisei tzadik biyorchim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought out the hot sun in order that people should not be walking on the streets, not to bother Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu used to invite everybody into his house. So in order not to bother Avram, he took out the sun. He made it very hot. Shadre l'Eliezer l'mefeg l'bro. So Avram Avinu sent out his Eved Eliezer to the street to try and find people, invite guests over. Nofak v'liyashkach. Eliezer went out and didn't find anybody. Omas, when he came back, Avram Avinu said to him, l'mehem n'lecho, I don't trust you. And hainu diyam, that's what people say. Tamon les hemnuse biyavdi. You do not trust an Eved. So what did Avram Avinu do? Nofak iyu. He himself went out. Chaz yila Kodesh Baruch Hu dekoyav avom. So Avram Avinu himself saw that Kodesh Baruch Hu himself was by the entrance of the tent. And hainu l'siv, that's what the pasuk says later. Al no savor mi'alav decho. Like he told Hashem, please don't go away from me. Because he had, even though he went out to do the mitzvah, he didn't want Hashem to go away. So Kivon the Hashem was standing there, but Kivon the Chosah the Koseh v'Shari, when Hashem saw the way Avram Avinu was like taking off and putting on the band-aids of his milah, Omar Lav Urchai l'Meka Moch. It's not nice that Christ should be there or anybody should be here now. And Hainu the Sid, that's what the pasuk says. Vayisa Eina Vayar Vina Shloisha Anosh Anoshim Nitzav Malov. Avram Avinu picked up his head and he saw there were three people who were standing. Rashi says Hainu the Mikorik Siv Nitzav Malov. At the beginning they were close to him, but at the end it says Vayar Vayoros Lekrosim, that Avram Avinu had to run after them. Why? Because also Mikora also Kamayalei. At the beginning the three Malachim came to Avram Avinu himself. Ki Chazio, when they saw Tehevelei Tzara, that he had pain, like we just said, he was changing the bandages, taking off and putting on from the Mila, Omru, they also said, Lav Urchari Lameka Mach, it's not nice that we should be standing here. So therefore, they went further away, and then Avram Avinu had to run after them. Even though this only caused Avram Avinu to run after them, but still you have to ask, but they are covered. The covered is, if somebody's in pain, run back. Don't bother him like right now. Now the Gemara says, Man Ninu Shleisha Noshim, who are these three Malochim? It was Michoel the Gavriel Urafoil. Michoel Shebol of Aster Esor. He came to tell Asor the good news, she's going to have a child. Refoil Shebol of Rapes Avrom. Gavriel Ozal Mahapchil is doing. Gavriel was coming to turn over Stoim via Mira. I Voxiv says, Vayavoyu Shneham Lochim's doim. It says two Malochim came. So Mashman more than Gavriel. Be'erev at evening. Sigmar says, the Ozal Michoel Badei. True, Michoel went with Gavriel, but not to turn over his doim, but rather Lishazve Leloit to save Loit. And the Ekanam is a good proof, have a proof of this also, because the Pasuk says, Vayapoich Esorim El, that they turned over this city. For like, say Vayahavchu, it doesn't say they turned, it says Vayapoich He. Mashma Gavriel himself is the one that turned over Stoim V'Yamayra. Shemamina, that's a proof, it was only one Malach B'Shasta HaPecho of Stoim V'Yamayra. Now, Maishno Lagabi Avram Nechsiv came to Asek Asher Dibarto. But Avram Avinu the Malachim listened to him right away and said, we'll listen to you, we'll come into your house. Well, Maishno Lagabi Loit, how come when the two Malachim went to Loit, Nechsiv, there it says, Vayivtsa Bomoid. They were like arguing a lot with that Loit, they did not want to come into his house. How come Avram, they didn't argue, and with Loit they did argue. Omer Reb Lozo, Mikant, from here we learn out, Shemisarvin Lekoton, Via Misarvin Legodol. You're allowed to argue with a small person, but not with a big person. When a god like Avram Avinu told them to come in, they listened to him right away. But by Loit, there they argued first. Ksiv the Pasuk says, Ve'echo pas lechem. That Avram Avinu first told the Malachim, wait, I'll bring you out some bread. Who Ksiv, and what does the Pasuk say? What did Avram Avinu really do? Ve'yel ha'bok or rotz Avram. He ran to take out ox, meat. Omer Rebbe Lezer, Mikan, she tzadikim oim rimat. Tzadikim say a little bit, v'yoysim harbe, but they do a lot. And rishoyim is the opposite. Oim rim harbe, v'yafilu mat einu moysim. Even a little bit they do not do. Minolon, how do we know this from? Me'efroin. Mikor refers to Pasuk says, tziv eretz arba meyo shekel kesef. That Ephron said, I'll sell you the Moshe Machpelah for 400 shekel kesef. Well, at the end, when it came to Avram to pay, Ksiv, Vayishma Avram el Ephron. Avram listened to Ephron. Vayishkol Avram li Ephron, Nesa Kesef, Ashadiba, Vyazna, Benecheis, Arba, Neus, Shekel, Kesef, Oiver, Lasricher. He gave like the best coins possible. to loy shokumene, Ephron did not accept from Avram Avinu, Ela Kintari. Only mamish good coins. Rashi says, Mishkal Godol, they're called Kintari. And Dika Duchte, the Korolela Tikla, Kantira. There are places that call, like the best coin, Tikila, is called Kantira. That's the type of a coin that Avram Avinu had to end up giving Ephron. So he said a lot, and he did nothing. Ksiv, then the Pasuk says by Avram Avinu, Kemach, that he went to take flour. Oksiv Solus, and then it says he gave them fine flour. Omer Reb Yitzchak, Mikan, Shisha, Tzorei, Neho, Biorchim, Yoisem, Nish. Like the wife has a bigger Tzorei, Ayin, it's hard for her to give more than for the man. In other words, first Tzorei only gave Kemach, only gave flour, coarse flour. Then Avram Avinu himself made it into Solus. Like the man, Avram gave more, wanted to give more than Tzorei wanted to give. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Lushi, V'yasi Ugois, go knead and make cake. Uksiv, then the Pasuk says, Vayika chema v'chola v'ben ha-bokor, that Avram Avinu brought the butter and milk first, then he brought the meat, that they ate the milk first, then the flesh sticks, you're allowed to, V'yilu lechem lo yaisila kamayu, but it does not say that Avram Avinu brought bread for them. So Amar Ephraim, Aksho, Talmidov, Sherebi Meyo, Mishmed, Rabbi Meyo, this Talmud, Ephraim Aksho, said over the name of Rabbi Meyo, that Avram Avinu, Oichel Chulin B'tayra Hoyo, Avram Avinu himself was makbid to eat his chulin b'tayra. If it became tummy, he did not want to eat it. So since he did not eat it, he would not give it to his guest either to eat. Now, the sorry manu oisayo in person nida, that day sorry became an nida. So therefore, since she became an nida, the bread became tummy. Therefore, he did not want to serve the bread to the malachim. Vayomru, then the malachim said to Avram Avinu, Vayomru elov, aye sorry shtecha, where is sorry your wife? Vayomen Avram Avinu answered and said, Hinei b'yoyil, she's inside the tent. Lo haidia to teach her, she sorry manu tsnuya hoisa. That tzara was a tsnuya, she was modest, she was inside. She did not go. And the Morah says, Om Rav Yehuda Marav, Vitaim Rav Yitzchok, Yoidim ho yumal cheya shores, she sorry manu b'yoyil hoisa. The malachim themselves knew that tzara had this mid of modesty. She was a tsnuya, she was inside the tent, she did not come outside. It is so like, how come they asked Avram Avinu, Elo ma b'oil? How come they asked him what they mean to say b'oil? Kedei l'chaba bo al b'ailo. They want like Avram Avinu to realize this. And Avram Avinu should come to love his wife Sarah, like now she was going to come pregnant. So therefore they said this. Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Chanina Omar, Kedei l'shagir lo k'isha b'rocha. There's another reason why they wanted to know where Sarah was, even though they knew where she was. But they said it out, spoke it out, because they wanted to send the k'isha b'rocha. Like most probably they benched b'mezumin, so they used the kais, so they wanted her to drink from the kais, shal bracha. Because they wanted her to have a bracha now. Toni mishum Reb Yosi, loma noket al alef yudvov sheb elof. In the pasuk of elof that it says, vayomru elof aye sarash techo. Like when they said, Malachim said to Avram Avinu, where is your wife? So on this word of elof, on top of the alef and the yud and the vov, there's a noko, there's a dot. So lim the Torah derech eretz. The Torah has come to teach us something. Derech eretz that sheyishal odom biyachsan yishaloi. When you're staying by somebody, you're supposed to ask him how he's feeling, how the mishpacher is. You're supposed to ask him about everybody in the family. For at the Gemara, I v'omar Shmuel said, ain shaylim b'shalom isha klal. You're not supposed to ask about the peace of a wife, a lady at all. So how come he's supposed to, it says here, he's supposed to ask about the chsan and the whole mishpacher. That there it is, ayde bayle shani. If you do it at a day baila through a husband, then it's all right. Just to speak to the wife herself, that you're not supposed to. When you speak to the husband, you're allowed to ask him how your wife is. Then the pasuk says that Asara said, "Achrei b'loisi hoisa liyedno." Like after I became aged, could I become young again? Omer Rav Chisda, "Achrei shenizbola habosor." After the flesh, her skin became like a shrunk. V'rabu hakmotim, and there were a lot of wrinkles on her skin. Nisaden habosor, now the flesh becomes smooth. V'nispashtu at kmotim, and the wrinkles go away. V'chozer hayofilim kaimoi, and now can my beauty come back again? And that's what happened. Ksiv the Pasuk said that Sarah also said, she also complained to Hashem, v'yadoni zokin, and my husband is old. Like how could I have a child? My husband is old. Now Ksiv, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu complained to Avram Avinu and said, like, how come your wife spoke like this? Avram Avinu changed it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it around a little bit. And he told Avram that she said, V'ani zakanti, and I am old. to lay mice of a Kodesh Baruch Hu kritik amro ihu, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu did not complain to Avram the way really Sarah said. How come? Why did Hashem change it around? Like to make shalom peace. Because like this, if he would have said over what Sarah said, that she complained that her husband is too old, Avram Avinu would have felt bad. So the Gemara says, Tona de Verabi Shmuel, Godul HaShalom, greatest peace, Sheafilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shinaboy. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself changed around a little bit here, in order that there should be peace, Shalom Ben Ish LeIshtoy. Shenemar HaPosuk says, Va'atitzchak Sarah Bekirboy. And Sarah laughed inside her when she heard the news, and she also said, V'yadoni Zokin, and my husband is old. Uksiv, and later when the Pasuk says that Hashem complained to Avram, it says, Vayemir Hashem al Avram, V'yanizokanti, that she said,